From Cyworks in Winston-Salem, I'm Sean Fitzmaurice, and this is Cyworks Radio. Are we alone in the universe? Last week, I spoke with Dr. Rachel Smith, director of the Astronomy and Astrophysics Research Lab at the North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences in Raleigh, and assistant professor in the Department of Physics and Astronomy at Appalachian State University, about the formation of solar systems. This week, we'll learn what it takes for life to evolve in one.
All life that we know of is water-based, and that is why the scientific search for life is looking for water, and it has to be liquid water.
Earth is in a Goldilocks zone, where the temperature of the sun is just right for liquid water to exist. Chemicals move around in water and are more likely to react with one another. Here on Earth, they had 3 to 4 billion years to bounce around, eventually sparking life. Unlike other liquid chemicals, water ice floats. When the surface freezes, life can survive in the liquid water below.
The more complex the life is, the more restraints there are on surviving. That's why we think that if we're going to find any life in our solar system, for example, it will be microbial. And the reason is, you know, we know that these microbes can survive very extreme environments on Earth, and we know that environments in space are pretty unfriendly.
Single-celled microbes were the first to evolve on Earth. The Goldilocks zone for microbes may be anywhere that there's liquid water. But what about you and me?
Are we rare in terms of being able to support complex life? A cat and a dog, those are also very complex organisms. And so what leads to the evolution of these species is a complicated question.
The punctuated equilibrium hypothesis, which is kind of a companion to Darwinian evolution, basically says that species remain essentially as they are until something happens, forcing them to adapt. Often, it's simple chance.
Certain catastrophic events led to our existence. There have been 5 major extinctions throughout the history of life that led to the evolution of several different types of species. The extinction of the dinosaurs, if that hadn't happened, we would not, as mammals, have had a niche to evolve into.
Good luck for you and me. Not so much for T-Rex. But there are other factors that can determine how life evolves. To name a few.
The existence of a moon like our moon, which stabilizes the tides, this hypothesis of a snowball Earth, where it literally was like a giant snowball, could have been very important for the pattern of events that had to happen to lead to us.
We hit the lottery and have the perfect conditions for life to have evolved and led to us. But still, are we alone?
The definition of intelligence is civilizations that can send and receive signals out from their planet. We're about 100 years into sending any signals out to space. 100 years is nothing on a cosmic scale. The universe is 13.7 billion years old. So statistics states that if there are intelligent civilizations out there, they are most likely much more advanced than we are. Even 1 million years is nothing on this cosmic time scale. And so there are planets and galaxies that could have been evolving for 10 billion years.
Maybe civilizations on other planets have risen and fallen before our sun was formed, or are just so far away that their signals haven't reached us yet. For that matter, maybe we are alone.
We've gotten very good as scientists in constraining nearly all of the factors to try to put a number on star formation rate, the ability to form planets and sustain in a habitable zone and that kind of thing. It's looking like the big constraining factor in the number of intelligent civilizations is lifetime of the civilization. And the scary thought is that given the pretty nice, robust numbers of the other factors, longevity must be low, which means that intelligent civilizations just wipe themselves out before they really have a chance to get to the point of leaving their planet. This is one of the current hypotheses. And if that's true, what does that mean for us? And it brings in a lot of questions about our own species. And I think that's one of the most intriguing things to think about.
Hear this and past episodes of SciWorks Radio on WFDD.org. SciWorks Radio is a production of SciWorks and WFDD. Music by Storyman.